This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, my name's Nigel Naisbitt. I come from Worthing, which is in West Sussex, and I'm currently doing the plumbing and heating qualification for levels 2 and 3.
And welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Nigel, who is joining us from our Southampton training centre of ATL. Hi, Nigel. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking, Nigel. Nigel, before we start, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
Done a bit of sort of background, sort of property maintenance, where I got employed by like a mate of mine, which he was like qualified as a plumber. But then with like the recession and all that sort of thing, I had to find other sort of employment. And at the moment, the only thing I could find was factory work in my current area. And I mean, I don't really like being stuck in one place for too long. So I just like to sort of like improve myself. And that's why I'm doing the course, really.
That's great, Nigel. And I would imagine having such a great experience throughout different sectors, that would be very beneficial for your course at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I see.
And is there anything which triggers you to go into plumbing and heating, and what was it?
The guy I was working with, the property maintenance, he was a plumber and that, and he was the one that sort of put me on the course, and it's something really I've wanted to get into for a while, and he gave me the opportunity to, fulfill my dreams, really.
Oh, that sounds humbling. And you fancy changing career. How did you find about training for trade skills?
Looked it up on the internet, and then we spoke to a sales rep and all that sort of thing, and got involved that way.
And after you enrolled in the course, you were given the virtual reality program and some studying to do from home. How did you find that?
The studying, I didn't find too bad. There were sort of bits and pieces that sort of like didn't mean a lot of sense to me, but you have got a tutor on the other end of the phone that if you find anything difficult, you can sort of like phone up and tell them what's sort of like what's wrong, and they can sort of like explain to you over the phone what to do next.
Do you have any tips for future students?
If you really want to sort of get really involved in sort of plumbing and heating and that, it's a good course to get yourself enrolled on, because you haven't got to sort of like do all the college bits. You do all the home theory stuff at home, and then you just sort of like pretty much come to the Southampton or wherever you get sort of put to for your practical and exams and that.
I'm sure that's a great way to save time and combine working life with your studying commitments. I'm just wondering, Nigel, how are you finding the practical training?
The practical training, I'm sort of like, I haven't really sort of done a lot of plumbing in the past. I've sort of done a few little bits of pipe work here and there, but nothing sort of like to the degree that I'm doing at the moment. So, some of the practical stuff was a bit sort of baffling at first, but with the right help from the tutors and that, they sort of put you on the right stage and they sort of like get you doing it. It sort of improves your confidence a bit and that as well. So it's quite cool that way.
So would you say people listening to this program with little or no experience in plumbing and heating, if they would like to pursue that career path, there is nothing that can stop them as long as they have the motivation?
If you've got the motivation to succeed and you sort of like got the time to put in to do your home studies and that, there's plenty of help from the tutors. And you don't need to have qualifications to get on the course. If you've got no experience, then there's plenty of help here.
Nigel, what are the things you have been doing in centre so far?
Sort of like installed a complete bathroom suite, done all the under sort of like the floor pipe work, and then we sort of like been fitting radiators in copper and low carbon steel.
And what is the big plan? What's the big game after you finish and become qualified? What would you like to do?
Well, really, I want to sort of like, maybe try and sort of work with someone for a while to get the experience that I need. I want to try and sort of improve on that and get more experience out in the real wide world. And then maybe, think about it later, starting up on my own and see how that sort of like pans out.
Well, Nigel, that sounds like a perfect plan for you. And whatever you do, we wish you best of luck when you become qualified and when you finish your course. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.